Gary Crisp joining us now from Racing Sports. G'day, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, good. Showing yourself?
Pretty good, thank you. It was a good weekend of racing. I suppose we look at Queensland, Doomba, and there the Cup and so forth up there. Our Ivanhoe, they've had a few problems. I think they got the glue on shoes on, and that seems to be the trick with him, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, he had a few gear changes there on Saturday, and bounced back to his best form, which is a great training achievement, I think, by the Friedman boys. We know that they got plenty of aces up their sleeve in that regard, and they produced them all here with this horse to win on Saturday, and he returned a time from running 123, which is still slightly below his figures he showed in Germany and France earlier in his career. So maybe they've got him going the right way now, but he was very strong there and a great ride by Kieran McAvoy. Araki looked all over a winner to get his maiden Group 1, but just found our Ivanhoe just a little bit too good.
It's interesting with some of the imports. It does take a little while of just fiddling with gear and so forth to get them to adapt totally to our racing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame for them, I guess. The bigger fields as well. I mean, quite often the Europeans don't have, race against big fields, where in Australia they generally do. The tempo of the races, obviously, the track is the track's a lot harder out here. So it does take a bit of jiggling around with, the training regime and the gear changes. But I think our local trainers here are, doing much better at it now than they've done in the past. Like in the last, 4 or 5 years, a lot of these horses come out here and they do, run up to their form overseas, and some of them even do better than that. And, of course, Chris Wallace has been a master at that for a number of years. So I think we'll just see the trend continue, Sean.
Interesting. You spoke to Matt Dunn last week. So you've got one the weekend. He said, I like Kabid a bit. Well, it's got up and paid $19 in the roses. We talked to him on Tab Talk. That's a good tip.
It was a good tip. And look, she's been racing very well also, she was, probably, over the odds at that sort of price. She's only a relatively lightly raced filly, and, her run before that was quite good. She just continued to progress. So I guess, with the Oaks looming, you've got to include her among the chances, haven't you? I mean, she's right there. And Imposing Lass was good. I mean, her winning run there came to an end on Saturday, but I wouldn't be giving up on her if she had a wide barrier and so forth, and she could easily, bounce back in the Oaks. But, there was a bunch of them there across the line, Sean, and the first eight were, just over 3 lengths from the winner. So any one of those could, bounce back and turn that form around. And a horse like Dawny Perfect, I thought, was, working home nicely as well, and she's got scope for more improvement.
And, Gary, it's interesting when we often look to the new and the younger size. There's Kabidi by Reduced Choice, and then Counter Attack comes out, wins the Fred Best Classic. It's a Reduced Choice as well.
Yeah, like he's a marvellous stallion, isn't he? He's been with us for quite a while and produced some of our best gallopers. And Counter Attack, obviously, he hasn't had a lot of luck, that horse, recently, but he certainly, put his best foot forward there on Saturday. I mean, obviously, it was a bit of a drop in grade, I guess, from the Arrowfield sprint at Randwick during the championships, where he was, second there to Japesme, and he beat Takedown that day, and of course he beat Takedown again on Saturday. So that sort of form line's held up pretty well, and his first, win at, beyond, 1,200. He's raced over 1,350 and a mile previously up there last year, but it's a two-year-old, but obviously a lot stronger now.
Now, the BRC sprint there, Snippets Land, Peter and Paul Snowden, $14, got up, got the money.
Yeah, look, he's a bit of an underestimated horse, I think, he's been racing very consistently, and his previous run there at the Gold Coast was good, and it was a great ride by Blutch, on Saturday to produce him there at the right time, and ran down Religify. He's just continued to improve. He's taken that restricted class form from Sydney benchmark, 93 winner last start up to a Group 3 at Doomba, and almost got the money. I guess the track was probably paying, a little bit towards the leaders, which makes Snippets Land's run even better. And Art Lee, I thought, was pretty good as well. He's sort of round the mark, continuing to race pretty consistently in terms of his ratings profile. And sure and fast, we saw him in the Town Plate where he just got beaten there. And he, is running very well. There'll be a race for him up there for sure, whether it's, I think the Stradbroke might be a bit rich for him, but certainly there'll be other races for him.
Palazzo Publico took out the listed Bright Shadow, been a very good mare.
Yeah, she has, and Matthew Smith's done a great job with her. She's had three wins with her now, and she was very strong at Rose Hill. We saw that previous run on a softish track, and there on Saturday, she's, you know, beautiful ride by Michael Carr from the Ace Draw, and she got the job done, and she's continuing to improve. I think, you know, it's hard to say this, but I mean, I do think she's probably got a little bit more improvement to come. So I think you can see where Matthew does, you know, go with her. So, you know, it was a good win, and obviously Serenade, the runner-up, is, you know, racing very well there as well. Comes from, you know, came across from Adelaide, the last start there. Michael Moroney trained Philly, and you know, she ran well enough as well. So, yeah, a couple of good performances in that race.
Now, race three, this is interesting. Archives by Helmet, Jericho Smart, Missile, Young Size, and good to see him get black tied there.
Yeah, he's always shown a bit of ability, this horse, and his trials and so forth, and Helmet was, you know, a striking sort of galloper and could do a few things wrong. I think this guy's probably got a few of those traits, according to James, who was raving, but certainly he improved a lot off his first up run at Roseville and appreciated the 1,200 metres there on Saturday and probably get even further, I guess. I mean, so it'll be depends whether they up stumps with him or keep him going, but certainly he's a progressive type. And Jericho, I thought, was a terrific performance as well. He was well back in the race and, you know, following up on that win at Warwick Farm and maiden class, and he made a big jump in his figures there on Saturday, so he was very promising as well. So we might see, you know, this race turn out to be quite a good form race, particularly the early part of the three-year-old season as these, you know, youngsters mature and of course, redouble another reduced choice horse there from the Hawks stable, you know, was a very good third. So pretty good form, I think, Sean.
Yeah, and Gary Portelli got the money up there with Straturbo as well.
Yeah, look, he was a bit unlucky last start up there. He was just run down late. But there on Saturday, Robbie Froud just had him in a beautiful position, dashed away and was just too strong. Maybe with extra fitness, he was off 55 days first up there. His previous run probably just ran out of gas that last bit, but he was very strong there on Saturday. He's always had a bit of ability, so it's good to see him get, you know, stakes win alongside his name.
Now, anything else stand out over the weekend for you?
I thought Spieth in Sydney, Sean. I thought he's a very promising horse, and what he did there on Saturday, you know, back in trips lightly and put that field away very quickly, and you know, beat King's Troop and Pioneering, who are in good form. So, and you know, I think that he's a horse our listeners can stay with. Not sure where he'll go. He may go back up to Brisbane, but wherever he goes, he's certainly going to be very hard to beat.
And Rory Hatchings, he's having a good run at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, like he's bounced back on the scene the last few weeks there and you know, ridden everything with a great deal of confidence and you know, it's because he's lost his claim now, but certainly he's a very capable rider, very strong rider. And you know, let's hope that he just keeps going and he gets plenty of rides.
Yep, too right. And he works very hard in his weight too. I know a number of times, without giving away secrets, I've rang him to have a chat on Tab Talk, and he's apologised to mate, I'll be having a sweat, be able to get to the race. So he works very, very hard at it. Good luck to him.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, something we have to work on as well, Sean, our weight.
Oh. don't wake up the dead, Gary. All right. Thanks for that. Sorry, you've got to go.
Yeah. I'm talking about me, Sean.
No. I think that was an all-inclusive one. good on you, Gary. We'll talk to you next week.
Good on you, Sean. See you.
Thanks a lot, Gary Christie on his there at Sky Sports Radio.